back and started like truly in April of this year with this website. And it's been reaching many, many nations. And if you look around, we have every nation of the world. God has done something extraordinary in my life and has raised up an awesome leadership here. We have, matter of fact, a guest speaker tonight, one of a dear brother of mine and who has been raised up under this ministry. His name is Tim, Pastor Tim Westerside, and we'll be introducing him in a minute. But he has a fresh word from heaven for us tonight, and I'm excited to hear what God has to say. And this ministry here is really just one to introduce you to our God. My God first, and then now it's our God here, and then it'll eventually be your God too. Not under a law. We're not about a law. No do's and don'ts, rights and wrongs. It's all about having a relationship with God. It happened about 13 years ago. My life was dramatically changed. And one of the things that happened up in there, up in that realm is, and I'll let everyone know, I met Jesus. And a lot of people say, you know, whether he's real or not. Yes, he's real. He was one who was just like us, sent by God. He was the lamb that was slain. He was used for people to be seen, how to have sin forgiven. And really, it's ultimately just giving God to be your realm of glory, so to say. And stay tuned. You'll continue to hear what that all means and give us that relationship with the Father or with God. And when I was up there and we're ready to write a book and it's in the process and there'll be many series of this book. And so stay tuned until our first publication. But with that being said, when I was up there, one of the things that Jesus said to me was, go back down and tell them about my Father. And I said, yes, I will go. Not knowing what he really meant until now. And now that we have a series, Why God? And just lock into it, get it, drink it, eat it. I will tell you one thing, though. You're going to hear it for the first time and you're going to be like, what? It's going to take you at least five times to listen to one CD before you'll break down and you'll start crying. Before God can start even ministering to your heart, you'll, trust me, it might be, you might get it the first time, I don't know. But it normally averages about five times a CD. And maybe four, maybe three, depending on how much you're opened, how much you had. Now, how many times did it take you for that one message?
Three.
Took you three. Awesome. So it's like the lollipop. You know, how many licks does it take to get to the center of the Tootsie Roll? One, two, three. Three licks to the lollipop, to the center. Well, it's going to take you maybe three or five licks to the center of this CD before you can get the meat. Well, with that all being said, I don't want to tie up any more time. I want to introduce Mr. Tim Pastor Westerside. Amen. Let's give him a hand. Yeah. All right. I love this man. This is the man.
Thank you, Pastor. And good evening to everyone that is logging on tonight, tomorrow, in the future. We have a special little word here tonight for you. You know, we're in tumultuous times out in the world right now, and you know, times are getting rough. And with that being said, there's so many people out there, and I'm speaking to people out in the world that are going through trials and tribulations, and they're turning and looking for God to get them through it. But you might not have the answer, you might not even be equipped to get through it. So tonight I'd like to speak upon how God gets us through these tumultuous times, these trials, these events that happen in our life that's, you know, it's not our fault that we go through these things. God allows us to go through these things so that he can mold us and he can teach us. But there's a lot of pain and suffering that we're going through that I believe that we really don't have to, because God is for us, who can be against us? With that being said, about 6 years ago, I came up right in front here for prayer. And one thing I got to say is at GTTN, it's easy to listen to the messages. You know, we have them online, and I do recommend listening to them. But you need to please come out here, because God wants to equip each and every individual with something special to make it through these tough times. And 6 years ago, I came up for prayer, and not knowing what God was going to do in my life. And God gives individuals gifts. He gives them a seeing gift. He gives them a prophetic gift. And these giftings are for each individual to speak into your life, to see things that you can't see beyond maybe the day or the month. And if you listen, you open up your heart and receive it, you'll see it come to pass, and you will be equipped to handle the situation that you're going to go through. So 6 years ago, I came up here, and Pastor Jim laid hands on me. He was speaking prophetically on me, and he said that God is placing several mantles on my life. And he said a couple of them are going to be maturity mantles. Now, at the time, I had no idea what this meant. This is 6 years ago. And I just said, okay, God, you know, whatever you have in store for me, I receive it. I did feel the power of God hit me that day. And, you know, nothing at that time, in present time, manifested in my life until about 4 years ago. So that was 2 years after this actually happened. I was asked to become an executor of a will. And at the time, there was two individuals in my life that are very close to me. And I was able to see, when I was going through this hardship, how this one of these maturity mantles actually manifested in my life. I was able to discredit my emotions, and I didn't want to take any sides in the situation, but I just wanted to stand for truth and what the fairness was according to the will that was given by my grandparents. So I was able to see how God gave me peace through the whole situation, and he gave me the ability to handle a tough task, because let me tell you, the two individuals that went through this will really weren't seeing eye to eye on any situation. There was a lot of pointing the fingers. There's a lot of emotion that was involved. But because of the mantle that God had given me in that situation, I was able to get through it and get those two individuals through it. So we were able to basically give out what we needed to give out. So that was one example of what transpired by the laying on of hands on that about 6 years ago. The second one is what I'm going through right now with my father. My father's going through cancer right now, and God has allowed me to help him out. So I've been trying my best to just meet his needs, serve him the best I can, make sure he feels comfortable, get him on feeding tubes, et cetera, et cetera. But I believe it's because I received that mantle of maturity at that back 6 years ago that this thing is starting to manifest where I have peace about it. I get up in the middle of the night to help him out. I don't even feel tired. I know I fall back asleep. I wake up maybe 2 hours later. I'm ready for the day. And I can only say that it's because God has allowed. I believe a mantle is kind of like an angel that comes upon you. And it's an appointed time that this angel will manifest in your life to equip you to get you through that situation. So I believe that's what's happening right now in my life, is this angel that was imparted 6 years ago is manifesting right at this time. And, you know, in Scripture, there's several different passages about mantles. We all know about Elijah and Elijah, which I'm going to speak about a little bit tonight too. But, you know, it also says a mantle is glory and it's covering. And I believe when an angel comes upon you, it's a covering by God. And when you're covered, look, God will manifest himself, and he'll manifest that glory that's set before you. And everybody in this world has a glory that's set before him. And Pastor's been speaking about the glory for like the past several weeks. And in glory, there's victory. So when he places a mantle on the individual, it's for the glory that's going to be revealed at that present time, and there's a victory in that. So I'm going to flip over to 2 Kings, and this is about the mantle that Elijah carried, and he gave it over to another individual. It says here in 2 Kings, it says, Elijah said to him, who was his predecessor, which was Elijah, "Stay here, please, for the Lord has sent me onto the Jordan." But he said, "As the Lord lives and as your soul lives, I will not leave you." So the two of them went on. Elijah took his mantle, rolled it up, and struck the water, and it divided the way, and that so that the two of them crossed over on dry ground. And so it was, when they had crossed over, that Elijah said to Elisha, "Ask what I may do for you before I am taken away from you." And Elijah said, "Please let a double portion of your spirit be upon me." Now that's a key word. He said, "Please let your spirit come upon me." That's the mantle. He transferred his spirit, that angel that was upon him that led him through his whole journey in life, which is Elijah, who was performing miracles, signs, and wonders. He had a prophetic ministry. He was able to perform miracles, signs, and wonders because this angelic realm was around him that was doing these miracles, signs, and wonders, and he had the faith to believe it. But he passed it on to Elisha because that was Elijah's heart. He was there in the presence of God. He was there watching this individual being used by God, and it was transferable. So he said, "You have asked a hard thing. Nevertheless, if you see me when I am taken from you, it shall be so for you. But if not, it shall not be." So then it happened, as they continued on and talked, suddenly a chariot of fire appeared with horses of fire and separated the two of them. And Elijah went up by the whirlwind into heaven. And Elijah saw it, and he cried out, my father, the chariot of Israel and its horsemen." So he saw him no more, and he took hold of his own clothes and tore them into two pieces. And he took up the mantle of Elijah that had fallen from him and went back and stood by the bank of the Jordan. And he took the mantle of Elijah that had fallen from him, struck the water, and said, "Where is the Lord God of Elijah?" And we're speaking about my God. You know, we have to have the faith to believe. You know, pastor's been speaking a series about his God because he has the confidence to know who God is in his life and who God is in him. So this is the same thing. Elijah had that confidence because God manifested himself through these angelic beings around him all the time. So Elisha was saying the same thing. He said, "Where is the Lord God of Elijah?" And when he also struck the water, it was divided this way and that, and Elijah crossed over. So he took up the mantle. And there's many mantles, I believe, that God wants to give out. Flip over to Matthew 4:11. This is about where Jesus was tempted by the devil in the desert. Now, I believe truly that Jesus carried many mantles. And I believe it's written in here in Matthew 4:11. It says, well, I'll go to verse 10. It says, "Jesus said to him, 'Away with you, Satan, for it is written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him only you shall serve.' Then the devil left him, and behold, angels came and ministered to him." It says after that, now when Jesus heard, I'll stop there. So the devil left him out of all those temptations and trials, and the angels came to minister to him. If you go into Luke 22, it says the same thing, except it expands upon what happened after the devil left. It says here in Luke 22, here it is. Okay, I'm going to start with verse 39. "Coming out, he went to the Mount of Olives as he accustomed, and his disciples also followed him. When he came to the place, he said to them, 'Pray that you may not enter into temptation.' And he was withdrawn from them about a stone's throw away, and he knelt down to the ground and prayed, saying, 'Father, if it is your will, take this cup away from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but your will be done.' Then an angel appeared to him from heaven, strengthening him." See, I believe that's where those mantles fall upon you, because this is in the beginning of his ministry. A mantle fell upon him to get through these trials and tribulations. And also in Mark, it says when he came out of the wilderness, he was endured with power. And that power came from when the angels fell upon him and started ministering to him. He gave him the confidence to go on with his ministry. Now also, there's also at the end of Jesus' ministry, there's ministering angels that also minister him. In the Garden of Gethsemane, Jesus had the knowledge that he was supposed to get put on the cross and die for the sins of the world. And it was a great, great, great burden. And he saw it. And he was in deep prayer about it. And in the prayer even led him to drip in blood. He was sweating blood because it was such a great, it was a great trial that he was going to go through. But it also says in the Bible that ministering angels came to him and ministered to him when he was going through this agony. And then he was strengthened when he went to the cross. And that's where I truly believe that the body of Christ, the people that are out there that are listening to these messages, that are seeking God, you need to have God come upon you to get you through these trials. I can't do this in my own strength. I can't serve other people, because if I'm serving them in my own strength, I'm going to be tired. I'm not going to want to do it. I'm going to have pain. I'm going to have suffering in the fact that I'm actually doing it for somebody. But if God comes upon you, he gives you the heart and he gives you the strength to endure it, and you can do it with joy. I mean, there's actually joy in it, because there's a glory that's actually set before us, and there's victory in when we serve. And that's why I believe Elisha, when he served Elijah, he got the double portion, because he was always by his side. Even though Elisha's like, yo, go over there for a while and I'm going to come back to you. He's like, no, I'm with you. As till the day you die, I'm going to serve you and I'm going to follow you and I'm going to do whatever it takes. And I believe that's what God wants to give each and every person, is that same heart. You know, be open for serving other people. You know, God wants us to get out of ourselves and get out and serve people, not just to do it because we feel obligated to do it, but because there's a compassion there. There's an honor there, you know. And when you're serving other people, God will meet all your needs right according to where you are through his riches and glory, you know. And the glory is, like I said, it's set before us, and we can't conjure this glory up. There's like, as an individual, I can do my own glory, but that's going to fade away. It's going to be in vain. But when I'm actually following the will of God and there's a glory set before me, that's going to last for eternity. So with that being said, I truly believe, and I don't know when it's going to happen, but I believe if you can get here, you know, if you can make, I don't care where you're at around the world, you might be in the United States, you might be in these countries that we talk about every Sunday, if you can make a way to get here, God has an impartation for you. And I believe Pastor Jim's going to seek heaven. He's going to seek the Lord. And you're going to receive a spiritual gift that's going to impart to you, that's going to help you to get through these last days and these end times through these trials. And it's going to strengthen you not to fail in what the glory is set before you. Because there's many people are called and they step out in a work for the Lord and they fail at it because they're trying to work it in their own strength. But we need God's strength. We need God to equip us so that we can stand there and we can get through these trials and tribulations, so we don't fall away to the wayside and go back to the same muck and mire that, you know, he called us out of. So with that being said, I'm going to hand it back over to Pastor Jim.
That was a real eye-opener for me, because I was just speaking earlier about the call in ministry, and there was several mantles that fell on me since April. And then this morning, when you were talking about how he went into the Garden of Eden,
Gethsemane,
yeah, and then was just sitting there and saying, Lord, if this is not your cup, you know, take it away. And I felt as though that I was in that place. So I want you to know that you were ministering to me, brother. And I've been drunk all day and literally just out in a place where I know that he has laid his mantle on me. Amen. And, you know, I just want to thank you, brother, for being so faithful and blessed for that word. Because, listen, I hope you're out there and you receive it, but I'm going to take that message as it was for me, because that mantle is on me now, and I'm very grateful for what the Lord has done. Wasn't sure what was going on, what was happening. His confirmation came through, you know, a servant of the Lord. And
it strengthens you to go forward.
Yeah, and I'm even made a commitment in my heart, no matter whatever happens, I'm still not going to fall back into the world, so to say. I'm going to just continue to let God supply all my need and just continue to, you know, whether I got to eat grass now, or I don't care, and maybe some pick up some daisies in the field or whatever. But this is how sincere we are about this message. This is how sincere we are about, you know, our God. And listen, only this supernatural can put a fire in someone like this. You see the fire burning in Pastor Tim. You see the fire burning in me. You can see the fire burning. And this would be confirmation to you that, listen, we don't have silver and gold. We don't have, but what we do have, rise up and walk. That's what we have. You know, we don't speak in persuasive words, but we speak in the power of God. And I know in my heart that, like Tim said, if you just get here, that you'll just get touched by the presence of God, and God will meet you where you need to be met, and he will reveal himself to you. Because, listen, if you're hearing this, that's him knocking on the door. If you have logged on and you don't even know how you logged on, that's him knocking at your door. You know, it's not by accident. If somehow or another you received this CD from somebody, that's him knocking at the door. If you're just sitting in your living room and you just figure, let me just see what's going on over there, and you're hearing it, he's knocking at their door. So why run? You can run and run and run, but you know what? He'll always be knocking at your door until the end. And then I just hope that when that day comes, you can stand boldly in the throne room of grace. If not, you'll hear these words, and I guarantee it, because this is what really startled me. He said in that book there called the Bible, he said, "Get away from me, you worker of iniquity. I never knew you." Those words are scary. And then you can hear the surprise from the people. "But Lord, Lord, we did all these things in your name." I hope there's ministers. I hope that there's pastors listening to this. I hope and pray that there are Christians or whoever, God people out there, whatever, just hearing these words right now. I really do. Because the earth is the only place where you can come to a place of changing the way you're thinking. You can't change the way you're thinking anywhere else. Once you leave this earth, it's done. It's over with. You're standing before the judgment seat, and now he wants to know what you've done. Look, he raises individuals up like ourselves. We're nothing special. We're just the donkey to carry the word. But the bottom line is, he's going to make sure one of these donkeys are going to come to you and hear this word, and you just happen to hear from the donkey. So you can't deny it. You can't run from it now. He's going to hold you to it. You have a responsibility now. You can't say you never heard, because now you heard. He's knocking at your door. Well, with that being said, continue to log on, and we really could use your support. If you don't have, you don't ask, you don't have. And, you know, I already made a commitment that God will supply all my needs, but you know what? God uses people like you. So if you see the PayPal button on the website, hit it. I don't know exactly how it works, but I just call it the pound button. Just pound the button. There are CDs there that you can also purchase or what have you. I don't know if it's purchase or whatever, but you donate and you get a CD with it, and you can download it or what have you. I don't know the logistics of it, but the website tells you it all. 99 cents. You can say it?
99 cents.
99 cents gives you...
Okay,
99-cent donation gives you access to a video or an audio.
You pick it.
You pick it. Now, that's pretty inexpensive. 99 cents, come on. You go to the movies, you're paying $20-something or what have you. You know, you go out to, you know, a restaurant or whatever, you're paying quite a bit of money just to get a meal, and then tomorrow you're dumping it. So here you know that it's going into good pasture, good green pasture, and it'll just continue to support this. Also, we have some other things that we're going to introduce. The video box, maybe one day we'll bring that out, because we're going to offer that maybe on the website, so that this way you can have state-of-the-art television, you know, and those donations will help support our ministry. So we're working those details out, and we'll be in touch. Amen. Amen. Oh, hold on. I got Pastor Tim here.
You know, I just wanted to reiterate, it's great, and we love you guys and everyone that's listening to our messages on the web. But you know what? It'll set you free. The truth will set you free. And when you listen to those messages, you will get a lot out of it. But there's nothing like being in the presence of God if you can get here. I'm telling you, this is like a healing center. It's kind of like an oasis that's in a desert. And if you can get to that water and drink it, you'll never thirst again. And God wants to impart in you gifts. He wants to impart in you different things that's going to help you in the future. Because I'm telling you, I'm a walking testimony today. 6 years ago, God did this to me. And I'm here today to say that He's getting me through every circumstance, every situation that I've encountered for the past 6 years. It's all been to Him. And I tell you what, if I tried to do it my own strength, I wouldn't be here standing in front of you today. I'll tell you that much.
Yeah. Same here. We're living testimonies with that. And also, if you can't make it here, and we spoke about the mantles, we spoke about the angels, we spoke about heaven's host, the whole nine yards. If you can't make it here, get on our website and send us an email. We'd be more than happy to send you one of these prayer cloths. We have many testimonies that go along with this. Just keep tuning in. You'll hear about the testimonies throughout, you know, the weeks and months that come. And this is also in Scripture, too, in that book called the Bible. It's Paul, right? Yeah, Prayer Aprons. And you know, look, we can't expand on how much God's real and how much He wants to be real in your life. And you can't know God. The only way you can know God truly is through signs, wonders, and miracles. If He's not manifesting supernatural things in your life, then He doesn't exist, period. And we do serve a God, and it's manifesting in our lives signs, wonders, and miracles. And we're big on that because that's the only way you can see God. He's a spirit, and you can only see Him through supernatural spirit. That's it. And He's comes into our life by faith. And faith is this substance that brings things into existence. You hope for God. He'll come into your life, and it's real. And all I can say is, you know, keep logging on, and God bless. Amen? Amen. Let's give the Lord a big hand of praise. All you nations out there, we keep you in prayer. Bosnia. That's the one that's on my heart right now. So Bosnia. I don't know if you're listening right now. There's someone there in Bosnia. And God wants to begin to start revealing something supernatural in your life. So you just call upon what you need right now, and He's answering. He's knocking at your door right now, and He wants to touch your life. So call upon His name, and He will show up. There's also other nations that are laying heavy on my heart. One of them is Afghanistan. Okay, listen, Tim spoke about hard trials and things that are happening right now. There's some innocent blood there that just has a beautiful heart that doesn't expect these things, and you happen to grow up in a geographical area that's really difficult right now, and we understand. And listen, my God has you on your heart, okay? So you cry out, renounce your gods, get my God, the God of faith, the one that's inside of you, who's been inside of you since the day you were born. He never left you. All you have to do is acknowledge Him, and then He'll start walking with you. Just start saying, God, I want to know You. And by faith, you'll begin to bring Him into your life. And not all the other gods, forget about them, okay? It's not about the prophets. It's not about, you know, the prophet Jesus. It's not about all these. Listen, they were men of God at the time, but it wasn't God. There is only one true living God, the God of Creator, the God of creation, the God of faith, okay? And I want to make that clear. We only follow one God. That's it. The rest are all considered prophets. I could call myself a child of God. I could say, if you see me, you see the Father, but I'm not God. You see? God dwells inside of me, and He's my God. Just like Jesus said to my Father, if you see me, you see the Father. But yet He was always saying, to the Father, to the Father. Okay? He's a man just like us. Acts chapter 2, verse 11. It speaks about how Peter said, you know, hey, He's a man attested by God through signs, wonders, and miracles. And so the world has to get, you know, on board and begin to start understanding the truth so the truth can set you free. How the sins were taken away was his example of surrendering his will, and that's how the sins were taken away. Well, God bless, and stay tuned, and we'll see you soon. Amen. God bless. Yeah.